Hello there, and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is Thursday, May the 9th. Tricky show today, because I told you earlier in the week, in some of the dioceses around the United States, today is the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. But there's only five dioceses, as far as I know, in which that is the case. For the remaining dioceses, this solemnity is transferred to Sunday. So the Ascension will be celebrated on Sunday. But what we're going to do here, I'm going to read the gospel from Ascension Thursday. I'm also going to read the gospel for the sixth Thursday of Easter. So we're going to really try to cover all the bases here, because I don't want you to lose out. I want to make sure that we cover everything. So with that in mind, let me go right to it. Let's do first the gospel for Ascension Thursday. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. So essentially what we see here is prior to his ascension into heaven, his work on earth in his fleshly body being completed, Jesus said to his followers, his apostles, and this has been extended by the church to us, all of us who are Christians, who are his disciples, "Go out into the world, continue my work." And that's what Jesus commands us to do, to be him to those around us. And it's a challenging job. It's actually an impossible job, because eventually without help, we're going to fall on our faces. But he says, you're going to have the help of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we look forward to the celebration of Pentecost, because the Holy Spirit makes it possible for people like me and you to be Jesus to those around us. So let's now look at the gospel for the regular Thursday daily mass. And these are somewhat related, but I want to cover all the bases in case in your diocese you are not celebrating Ascension Thursday today, which is the majority of the diocese in the U.S. It comes from John chapter 16, verses 16 through 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later and you will see me." Some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he's saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father'?" So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen." Excuse me. "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." And we can look at this in a number of different ways. By the way, sorry for that cough. I knew that was coming and I was hoping to get through it. Didn't want to stop reading to take a sip of water. For those of us in this world, they're suffering in this life. They're suffering in this life. We lose loved ones. People die around us. Our bodies start to break down. There's sadness in life. Ultimately, we are created for eternal life, meaning a life that extends way beyond this life we experience on earth. Just like Jesus, one day, our true home is heaven, and we are all called to be there. So keep that focus. Remember that, yeah, there's suffering in this life. The Lord will help us to carry our cross, but one day, all this is not going to matter. Keep your focus on what awaits you in heaven, and you're going to find peace on earth. Talk to you tomorrow.